guys for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go.
You.
that was a new release by Rennie Foster called Turf Science. Check out the video on YouTube and you could see him skateboarding.
And right behind you, right here, that's Ben Chibber from Monkey Skateboard, legendary Woo! Pro skater.
And we're going to get to Ben's interview after the break.
Featuring weekly guests, Rad Radio brings you badass punk, street punk, ska, and oi tunes with a special focus on BC and Vancouver DIY bands. Join your host, Johnny Bones, every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Miss the show? Go to cjsf.ca for a podcast of the episode.
Hello, Ben, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please, introduce yourself.
Wham Bam.
East Van, yo.
East Van.
Yes.
My name's Ben Chibber, and I'm from Vancouver. And I grew up skateboarding in Vancouver, and that's kind of what I do.
Yes, and then what inspired you to start skating?
That was in 1985, and I was in grade 7. And like a fellow student brought his skateboard, and he was like, hey, hold this stick. And so I held the stick, and he jumped over the stick like he was riding the board. And he jumped over the stick back onto the board.
Wow!
And then that's what kind of sparked me. I was all like, wow, that's cool. I want to do that.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting my own skateboard. And then the next year, around that time, that's when the movie Back to the Future came out. And then once that came out, everybody in Vancouver was like, everyone got into skateboarding. It was the biggest hype craze that ever happened, but I actually got a skateboard before that. So yeah, that's why a lot of people like started skateboarding around my time.
All right, and when you first started skateboarding, did you just do it bare, like without any protection, or did you have like the helmet and the wristband and all that?
No, we never had any protection.
Right.
But wearing protection is a good thing, and I do promote that with the young kids for sure. Like, you definitely have to wear a helmet and pads like when you're first learning how to skateboard, and that's really important. And you gotta learn how to fall and protect yourself. As long as you know your limits and you go by your limits, then you're good.
Okay, and then you got your own skateboard products here. Yeah, tell me about it.
I started a brand, Monkey Skateboards, in 1998.
The local kids know about it, and then what about internationally?
I've had some products internationally, like in the States and the UK and Japan too. So, but those are the only places, and all over Canada.
Excellent.
But that was a long time ago. After I'd really focused on the brand, then I had an indoor skateboard park where I was teaching skateboarding for 8 years. And that ran from 2009 to 2017, so 8 years.
Okay, you don't teach anymore?
No. I'm retired from teaching.
Right, and then you went to Japan and you took some skateboarders with you. Do you recall who the skateboarders were?
Yeah, there was a really good crew. We had Trevor Hulan, who actually lived in Japan. He's from Surrey. He was our main contact in Japan. And then Steve Strang and Elliot McDonald, and we met a few guys out there. Wacho is his name. And we just skateboarded around and we documented it. So it's in video form on Vimeo only.
Yes, and you got to check that out.
Yeah, all right. Check it out.
And we're here today at the Zen Yesai Japanese Festival event here with Rennie Foster. How do you know Rennie?
Rennie, the funny thing is I met Rennie in Japan.
Oh!
So we had a common friend.
Yeah.
And we went to Shibuya, and we ended up going to the dog where everybody kind of meets up, and that's exactly where I met Rennie. was cool. We hung out and we got to know each other in Japan. And then after he was in Japan, he moved back to Canada and we reconnected back in Canada. And he actually had he rented a space in my warehouse as a studio. So that's where he did some pretty cool production out there.
Yeah, okay.
Till he moved his studio.
Yes, and you could recommend some female artists, local female artists here?
Yeah, I know a few. There's Ndidi Cascade.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
The beat ain't stopping it, you keep pop locking the rock of the show now. But they gotta slow down to keep it afloat now. Bringing a vibe, give thanks to creator, I'm living it so alive. I wanna discover the rhythm in every other. I'm giving to every mother, every sister, every brother. I want to unravel the system of soul, travel and tap the right channel to move with no devil. I wanna rise towards the most high. I really despise the greed, the shifts. I wanna shine with stars do align, cause now is the time to find the sublime. Steady climbing to rhyming to make diamonds in the sky. Reflect back down to the tide side. Move with the moonlight. I assume right now the insight might make the moon right.
Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Don't flow, suggest you don't go. The seeds that won't sow, the cells that won't grow. Lest you get blessed, confess and don't fool the kids who don't know the toll. It's like rolling they tell their souls to hold the fool's gold. And all their goals go out the window or smoke the endo or don't meditate. Don't take the time to unwind and create what we were given free will for a reason. Make me wonder why we turn like the season. Could it be all the greed they feed in me? Gotta see what I need, come on.
Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back.
Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Yes, she's I love
Ndidi. Do you know her?
I do, I interviewed her.
There's Saria, there's Nina, she's a DJ. There's another Filipino DJ called DJ Blessed. She's in New York now.
And you live in Vancouver. Tell me what you like about it.
What do I like? Vancouver?
Yeah.
It's the best place to live in Canada, or it's the best place to be in the whole entire world in the summertime.
In the summertime?
In the summertime only.
Only, okay. The rest of the time?
Unless you love the cold,
yep.
then we have some great mountains you can snowboard or ski or whatever else you'd like to do. And if you love the snow and the cold, then we have really great mountains like Seymour and Grouse and Cypress, which is like, it only takes you what, half an hour, 40 minutes to get there from Vancouver or wherever you are. And so you can be up in the mountain and then you can come down and you can go down to the beach and you can see the sunset and you can take a dip in the ocean. And we've got lots of rivers and lakes and...
Yes, and just today you went in the river.
I did. I ran the whole like Lynn Canyon, and then I'm taking dips in the river. So that's kind of my cross
training.
That's
how training. We do it, yo.
Yeah, that's how we do it. We're like running, swimming, skateboarding, kayaking, you know, diving. What else can you do? voting. There's tons of things you can do.
Yes, and we're here at the back of your car here. Have you ever sold stuff out of the back of your trunk?
I have, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
If you want to buy some bearings, I got bearings right
now. You got bearings, yo?
We got bearings right here.
There you go. Awesome.
But no decks right now. Not in my car.
All right, and then last question. What was the first trick that you did?
What's the first trick I did?
Yeah, on your skateboard.
Oh, man. Probably was a boneless.
Okay.
So, like, something where you took your, you know, your feet off and you jumped with the board.
Okay.
And it's kind of an old 80s thing. Probably something like this.
Thank you, Ben, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, East Van.
And that was Rennie Foster's Just Do It. And I hope you all have an amazing New Year's Eve coming up. And whatever goals you have set, just do it. For myself, I plan to shave my head. You heard me right. My hair is getting quite long and it's crazy heavy. It's knotted. It's usually in a bun. But the bun lady will be gone January 1st. That's right. It's going to be a new year, a new me. Thank you, Ben, Bayes, Kiprios, and of course my good friend Rennie Foster, who organized the summer music event with his wife, Kara. Always a good time and good people. And thank you for hanging out with me on this last 2024 Wham Bam East Van show. We're going to end with one of DJ Blessed's vinyl picks. You can check her out on YouTube, and she picked Patrice Rushen, Where There Is Love. All right, we'll catch you all next week, which happens to be next year. And yes, it's going to be smooth going into 2025, baby. Oh, yeah. This is DJ Manny signing out. Good night.
Once in desert isle, searching for...